You like the movies. I love the movies, and so does my wife. She just dotes on them, so I take her at least once a month. I believe in letting my wife have a good time. Isn't it wonderful, the things they pull off in the pictures? Take Annette Kellerman, for instance. She pulls off nearly everything she's got on. The other night, my wife and I went to a picture house, and the pictures were lovely. They had one in particular, which I did enjoy, entitled, now let me see, the title was, well, I can't think of the title just now, but anyway, it was a very, very sentimental thing. You know what I mean, all full of love and trouble and scenery. They had the sweetest hero in it. He had nice curly eyes and blue hair and everything. One of those kiss me or kill me chaps. In fact, he was a perfect lady. More so than the heroine, who acted bold and dashing and vulgar. In fact, she behaved like a true gentleman, smoking cigarettes all the time and having a drink every 2 minutes. She had one of those fatally beautiful faces you associate with sideshows and the Chamber of Horrors at Madame Tussauds. It was round like a full moon, and every time she smiled, it reminded you of someone opening a suitcase. She smiled so much, it's a wonder she didn't have a cramp in her dimples. The picture went something like this. The hero wanted to marry the heroine. What for, I don't know, unless it was to pay a bet. The heroine's father objected to the hero, for which I don't blame him. The hero was objectionable to everybody, including the audience. Anyway, the couple planned to elope, and not having any money with which to hire a lumber wagon, the hero hit an old peddler with a long beard over the head with a meat axe and stole his horse. While the peddler was separating himself from the meat axe, the heroine helped the hero onto the horse with true gallantry, and they dashed off so fast that they passed a ford. While they were passing a watering trough on the stolen nag, the nag stopped to get a drink. They knew the horse was wild, but they didn't know he drank. Therefore, when the horse stopped, they kept right on going. The heroine, who was in front, floated over the horse's head like a balloon and landed bang in the middle of the watering trough with a big splash and swallowed enough water to float the national loan. The hero, who came sailing gracefully along as a sort of an afterthought, landed squarely in the middle of her diaphragm, and she spouted water like a whale. I must say this was a very, very pretty scene, but judging by the expression on the heroine's face, it was a good thing it was a silent drama. As it was, it's a wonder her language didn't set the film on fire. Well, to resume the thread of my yarn, the hero helped the heroine dust the water off her clothes, picked up his brains, which he lost while doing his parabola through the air, and then tried to catch the nag. About this time, the father rolls up in a Rolls Royce and picks them up. Then he commences to pick them to pieces. There was lots of meat on the daughter, but the hero was all bone. The handsome and desperate hero threatened to shoot himself if the old man refused to give his consent to the marriage, and the old man said, "Go ahead and shoot yourself and see if I care." At this moment, the old peddler comes running up with blood in his eye and the remnants of the meat axe scattered all over his person. He then takes a pistol and shoots the hero in the head. The bullet glances off and kills the old man. A perfectly lovely policeman arrests the peddler and puts him in the old lady's home, and the young couple continue unmolested on their happy way. The last thing in the picture is the horse. He wanders disconsolately up the road, and I sure did feel sorry for the poor animal. He never got his drink. I know how that feels, because I've often had to go without a drink myself.